Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
Chrissy Teigen, who was once America's sweetheart. I think a lot of people still like her, but then I don't know why, but we all decided she was annoying. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
She said some pretty hateful things
to
somebody on Twitter. Courtney Stodden.
Okay.
And
I mean, she seems like somebody that deserved it.
No, what she said was pretty
it was
terrible.
Bad?
It was like, it was, so we like temporarily canceled her, but.
Oh, okay. But, I still like Chrissy Teigen.
But she's back. It seems like she's back.
So she posted something yesterday that was really funny. And kind of shocking, Chrissy Teigen discovered that she has an identical twin that she didn't know about. This isn't a half sibling. This isn't, you know, a cousin that you don't know about. An identical twin. Think about that. This is what she posted.
Okay, so let me tell you guys about my past insane 24 hours. I did 23andMe. And the first thing that came up was this. I have an identical twin.
The first thing that comes up is I have an identical twin. First of all, think about how much that would change your life.
For so many reasons.
Everything, you know, like that moment where you realize like, oh my gosh, like that existential first time you ever thought about that, like the universe is so big and I am so small. I am insignificant. You know, most people have a moment like that where you feel insignificant. Knowing that you have an identical twin that you didn't know about your whole life makes you feel like, wow, I thought I was at the very least unique.
Well, also to be a supermodel.
Right. Oh, I always forget she was a supermodel.
And then to find out you have what's your identical twin been doing this whole time?
Great question.
Not being a supermodel,
I guess. Not being famous.
Right.
And how much resentment does that identical twin have for you?
You would think that the identical twin, it makes sense that Chrissy Teigen wouldn't have recognized she had an identical twin because the identical twin isn't famous. But the identical twin, unless blind.
Right.
Had to have known about Chrissy Teigen.
Right. You know, she ends up with John Legend. The identical twin ends up with Jack Legend, whoever that is.
Jack Ledger.
So here's how the story ends. She asked her dad, like, 23andMe said that I have an identical twin. What's going on here? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then she goes to her half-sister and has a conversation with her half-sister. And this is what she discovers.
So I call my sister and I say, do I have an identical twin? She's like, oh, and her gasp, I swear to God, I was like, oh my God, I do. I have a twin. My sister was like, Chrissy, no, remember when you were supposed to do that show, like Finding Your Roots? And so they had us all take DNA tests and they put it under like secret names. You guys, My identical twin was myself. I was matching myself.
She forgot she did a DNA test years ago under a fake name. She is us.
She is. That's why we love her so much.
If we had millions of dollars that we could spend $1,000 on something and then forget that we did it.
Well, I don't think she spent money on it. Or maybe I think the show was on that show.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, gotta be an identical twin.
This does remind me of the time that I happened to look at, like, because obviously our paychecks come electronically. We don't get a piece of paper.
You get them electronically? Mine comes delivered via okay. OWL.
All right. So I don't get like our pay stub. You have to like go into a system to look at a pay stub. Mm. And for some reason I was doing that. And I saw paycheck after paycheck, month after month, $500 was being deducted from my check. And I was like,
I remember this.
What the hell is going on here? Clerical error, but like, at this point,
big one.
Thousands of dollars worth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking, number one, how dare they? Number two, mama's about to be rich. Okay?
You're going
to
get a windfall.
Right. Because they got to pay me back. I've got the receipts.
Of course.
So I email the uppity ups. Excuse me, sir or ma'am.
Yeah.
It was $500 per paycheck that I was having sent into my fund money account.
You set up your own direct deposit.
Yeah. And it's not like there was thousands of dollars in there that I forgot about. And it's not even the bank account is something that I fully forgot about. I have to, almost every single paycheck, move a little bit of money out of that sweet, sweet $500 into our regular checking account just to float us till payday.
Sure, yeah. Oh, boy. So Chrissy Teigen is us. We are Chrissy Teigen. If next time you forget that you set something up or did something and it bites you in the ass, just let it go. Just blame it on your identical twin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.